We'll do the dimensions of reality meditation. And essentially, if you think of planet Earth as a massive multi-dimensional place, you can imagine a multi-story building, in fact. Right? And you're looking out in the world from different levels. And that's what the dimensions are, different levels of reality. But they're all happening at the same time, and you're there in all of them. And the first dimension, as it were, very grounded, is Mother Earth's perspective. So, in a way, that's like you could imagine the center of the Earth. Now, your consciousness is connecting to all these dimensions. Your consciousness is there in your soul, in all these dimensions. So, if you could just visualize and imagine something happening in each of those dimensions, it will happen. Now, the first dimension, normally meditation, when you do just for yourself on a personal level, obviously is just for you. But what we'll do is we'll also meditate for on behalf of the human race. What you do for others benefits you more than what you try and do just for yourself. And in a way, a lot of energy wants to be sent out for healing to the Middle East, Africa, Northern Africa, Libya, and New Zealand stuff. So something will happen as well. But in the first dimension, what we'll do is we'll visualize like an anchor. Every soul is anchored to planet Earth. And you're all chosen to have been here out of the untold numbers, impossible numbers of souls throughout the universe. There's 60, 70 billion souls, whatever, 80 billion souls working through the Earth. About a tenth of them in incarnation at any one time. So Mother Earth has created a contract with each of us, uniquely, individually. And that's what we'll visualize. Whether you have your contract with Mother Earth, so you can imagine like a ship's anchor, but an anchor going all the way to a point in the center of the Earth where we meet Mother Earth in what we call the first dimension, and we reforge, like you would if you recommitted in the same marriage or whatever anniversary, you reconnect to Mother Earth and you make a recommitment to be totally here, totally present, and fulfill your purpose. And to honor everyone else's unique connection to Mother Earth and their purpose. So that's what we'll do in the first dimension. The second dimension, I'll explain it to you at a time. You can imagine just under the surface, if you had to spatially, just under the ground. And I was just mentioning the dimensions of reality are like different levels of seeing the Earth in your life, like the different stories of a house. So we just went, we're going to first go to the first dimension, right at Mother Earth, in the centre of the Earth. Then the second dimension, you can imagine the soil underneath, full of life force, elementals, nature spirits, the powers of volcanoes, underground springs, underground lakes, the flow of lava, and so on and so forth. There's a rich sense of fertility, creativity, and elemental forces of nature there. Now, these elemental forces of nature, which have been called lots of names, the dwarves or gnomes of the earth, undines or nymphs of the water, sylphs, fairies of the air element, salamanders of the fire element. But can you imagine what would happen if the gnomes and the undines, for example, wreak havoc, if they go out of alignment, out of sync, because of usually what we've done? You could create an earthquake. So some of the natural disasters we're facing more and more on Earth is because we've harmed the second dimension. So nature doesn't work, and the rocks don't move the way they should have, say. So what we're going to do is you just create an intention, ask to heal the elementals. And you might think, it's not my job. But it is. It's now our job to heal the elementals, because the tribal elders, the shamans of the world, stopped doing it around 1985, 87. decision was made to make the rest of humanity responsible for the elemental realm. So let's work with that and again see what happens in your energy. So visualize then you're in a column of light, golden white light, completely surrounding you. Column of light that is going up into heaven, the spiritual world, and down into the earth. And running all along and through this column is your consciousness, your soul, your awareness. Just imagine you are here fully, letting go of your day and your journey today. And visualizing you can descend down your column of light through your feet, like journey to the center of the earth, Jules Verne style. Imagine going right to the center of the earth, asked to meet Mother Earth at the first dimension. You can imagine it like a call of the earth. You can imagine Mother Earth gave you your body, all the substances that your body are made of. She gave you this body because she knew you are chosen. Your soul wanted to incarnate. So ask to remake your contract with Mother Earth to the highest level, the ideal, where you can fulfill your highest spiritual purpose. Everything you do, everything you are in your physical form is shared with Mother Earth. Everything in your physical body is in complete harmony again. A little bit now into what is called the second dimension, still under the earth. forces, fire, earth, water, all moving, simply by saying I enter the second dimension and experience the elementals. Project a thought form into that realm, asking to clear out all discordant, all out of place energies, all harsh energies, and heal the elementals with the force of your consciousness, of your thoughts, so they can live in harmony and artistic creativity again. Visualize these elementals can flow into your own body like a river flowing through, as if your body is connected to mountains, rocks, streams. And through your own presence in your own body, you are harmonizing the elementals of the world. Yeah. The third dimension we'll work on now is this dimension, the surface reality. Now, its key element is manifestation, also magnification. Basically, your soul can have an enormous multiple experiences. Your soul is super fast. Its consciousness is enormous. You can do things with powers of God. You can manifest anything you like. But what this dimension, this reality allows you to do is have a slow, boring, ponderous experience. And that means if you want to experience, a particular thing, let's say you wanted to experience a taste of a particular food, instead of it being really fleeting, you can savour it in the third dimension. If you wanted to have the experience of, doing a project, like a DIY project, it can go on for a year because you want to savour it. Instead of, if you did it with the powers of your spirit, you could do it in a moment. You can manifest anything. So the third dimension is all about freeze-framing reality so you can explore it and really invest your time and space into it. So that's the main thing. So what we'll do is we'll just tune into the third dimension. But you see, your third dimension isn't meant to be cluttered. It's not meant to have lots of unfinished tasks and lots of clutter like you would have, say, in your home. It's meant to be free, so you can manifest in the moment. Okay. So I'll take you through a meditation with that. And then the fourth dimension, think of that, it's also known as astral plane. It's the plane you often sense when you're dreaming. And it's where, say, you can fly in your dreams. Have you had flying dreams? Mm-hmm. So the fourth dimension is this plane where you flow, and it's where you have heightened emotions. It's the reality people, a lot of people go to when they have psychedelic experiences with recreational drugs. But in that plane of reality, there's lots of angels and other beings. But particularly we'll work on the angels and to give you a heightened emotional experience. Because there are emotions in the fourth dimension, like ecstasy, joy, grace, forgiveness, love, peace, all kinds of heightened emotions that humans barely feel in this reality. For most people, what they think is joy is a very small amount of the possible amount of joy that could surge down to them. So what we'll do is we'll ask you to connect to the angels in the fourth dimension to give you a heightened emotional experience. And you can ask to receive any particular emotions that you feel you need in your life at the moment. Say, as the mix I said, joy, grace, faith, trust, hope, peace, love, charity, forgiveness. Obviously not going to ask for the negative emotions. The negative ones will be purged. Okay. So, let's do those. So, imagining again, you're in a column of light. Now ask to fully become aware of the third dimension of reality that you are in right now. Your third dimension. As if you are waking up to reality around you by just saying those words. I awaken to the third dimension. In particular, ask to retrieve any parts of yourself, of your energy, that is actually stuck anywhere else in the third dimension. Maybe in work or projects or people or activities or other times in your life that haven't been completed yet. Ask to gather all your fragments into here and now. you need on an ongoing basis in the third dimension. So ask to activate all your soul powers of manifestation in this dimension. Manifest that which is for the highest good, that which is part of the divine plan. Flying upwards from your body and ask to enter the fourth dimension or astral plane. You can imagine this is a dream reality, the place you go to when you dream. Simply by saying I enter the fourth dimension, astral plane. Particular, ask to meet the angels and to receive an emotional healing from them. For a particular positive emotion from the angels, one that you feel you need more of right now.
Anyway.
So we'll go to the fifth dimension of all thoughts everywhere across time creation and activate your mastery. In the sixth dimension, you can see the energy there is the ideal. That's your true soul's perspective. That's where you can really access your soul. Now, where did your soul originally come from? The stars. So what we'll particularly ask for in the sixth dimension is for you to manifest or access your ideal nature from the cosmos, from the spiritual world, and realize you're not defined at all by the roles you play, by your parents, your parenting, by your job description, by, you know, what people expect of you, and what you created as a personality. That's not you at all, and that's an outer mask. So in the sixth dimension, we're asked to access your true soul's nature direct from the stars. So,
soul's nature and maybe your purpose?
Yes, and then that will be, you know, your purpose. And paradoxically, you won't need to know your purpose because you're content in the now and your destiny unfolds every moment. Yeah, so you're living it. So good. Okay, imagine then getting your column of light. Just be aware that your energy is more open and more receptive by now. You can even imagine a lotus flower on your crown chakra, or at your crown chakra, a lotus flower of energy. Literally, without having to move or do anything, imagine that you are now in the fifth dimension, simply by saying, I am in the fifth dimension of reality. And you can imagine you're surrounded or within a vast crystal-like matrix of knowledge, thoughts. These thoughts provide structures upon which to hang reality. I want you to imagine that you are throwing out or releasing into the fifth dimension all around you all your limited thoughts, all your current knowledge. Empty your mind into the fifth dimension. Run like you were clearing your house. To activate your fifth dimensional mastery or powers as a master to shape reality with your thoughts almost as if you're floating upwards even further into a place rather like heaven, of pure white light. Clouds of light. Ask to enter that sixth dimension to directly experience your soul. Soul pouring down to you is only limited by how much love you can give to yourself. So ask to increase the amount of self-acceptance, self-love, self-worth in your lower self so that your soul can love you more. So we're going to use project surplus energy to wherever it needs healing. So visualize again your column of light. And you can even imagine that you're holding surplus energy now that you won't need for yourself, and it's in your heart. Imagine surrounding you is a golden light, which is the light, the energy of the collective Christ consciousness. Try to imagine right now that you are looking at everyone on earth, all souls, in your mind's eye, and giving them all a smile. A smile of acknowledgement and a greeting, acknowledging their mastery, their Christed nature, no matter what they seem to be doing in their life, acknowledging that everyone is a master. surplus energy you have is transmitted by the ascended masters who are just hovering above now to any healing that needs to take place anywhere on the earth. Souls who recently died in any traumatic or distressing death to heal their immediate afterlife. Ground your energy now. Go back into your heart. Imagine your heart is like a cave, and that only you live in your heart inside. No matter what goes on around you, you are centered in your heart. Imagine if your heart is a cave, as if you can get into that cave, snuggle up inside. Try to imagine in that cave in your heart, you are completely still.